Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, it's birthday week here on the Dana and Parks program, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody is turning 50.
It's the big one.
Big 5-0.
Big old 5-0.
And I just said to Scott, hey, should we Facebook Live this? Because you've been saying you've got something you want to bring in here. And he quickly replied, no, you're not going to be able to put this on your web page.
I said, no, it's profane.
You know I love profane.
So Sam is lighting the candles as we speak.
Oh, stop it. Okay, well, I'm going to put this on my private page because I think it's so funny. And then we'll just sort of describe it in a way that maybe I don't know.
So I had to get this. Nobody would print this cake. So I had to go through a baker in Leavenworth.
Right.
And T found a baker in Leavenworth.
Willing to do whatever obscene thing you want on this cake?
Correct.
Oh, good Lord.
And Sam is lighting the candle.
That's fine. While he's doing that, could we just break down how you feel after doing 3 minutes of a full plank in the studio?
Ooh, that was hard.
We're not exercisers here.
No. I have no business. I'm 52 years old.
Yeah,
Dana Wright.
Look, I know what I feel like. And I'm still 49, by the way, until Saturday.
I have no business doing three. But by the way, the fact that I did 3 minutes of a plank at the age of 52, that's impressive. I was proud of myself.
I am proud of you. Now, Sam is walking in, apparently.
I just want to wish you a happy
birthday.
With
a profane cake that we cannot talk about on the air. You weirdo.
had to bring this one all the way in from Leavenworth. Because so Hy-Vee and Price Chopper wouldn't do it.
Oh, there's even candles. Stop
and,
it.
And happy birthday to you.
Oh, yay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dana. Happy birthday to you.
That is accurate. You're ding-a-ling.
What does it say?
It says that I'm old, and there is an expletive.
Old is what?
Not dirt. It's another word. It's got four letters. Thank you for my cake. That makes me so happy. Aw. We'll have to dive into that. You know this is my favorite day ever, before the favorite day ever, because I've got cake here. I've got the Masters on behind Dan right here.
Right.
Gary Woodland teed off this morning. Super excited to follow him in the field. And I'm just going to sit here, and we're going to have some fun today. We've got two guests coming in at 5 o'clock who are part of the Give of 7 Days organization. And
what time are they
5 o'clock.
Okay.
And these are the kids that are from all different school districts who are spreading kindness and tolerance and understanding and all of those things because it has been 10 years since the shootings at the Jewish Community Center in Village Shalom. And so two of the kiddos that got scholarships yesterday are coming in today at 5, and I'm super excited for that.
We are excited to see that.
Super excited.
We have some special guests coming up in just a moment.
Well, it ain't OJ because he's dead.
OJ Simpson died today.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know what Sam asked me?
What's that?
Sam said to me, there were some things that I found very funny on Twitter today that I'm going to share with the audience, and then I'm going to explain why. And Sam said, I saw some of the memes, but I wasn't sure if I should retweet those things. Okay? Now, follow me here. The New York Times headline, I'm going to pull it up right now because I know enough to be dangerous, but I want to get it right. The New York Times headline ticked me off. And you know how much I love the New York Times, okay?
Yeah, you're a big fan.
The headline read something to the effect of O.J. Simpson, athlete, dead at the age of
76.
And then there was a comma and said something about dividing America during the trial. And I screamed out loud when I saw that, the same thing that I screamed at Sam. You know, we don't wish death on, you know, anyone on this program.
No, of course not.
O.J. Simpson was a wife beater. He was a wife beater before he was a murderer. Hmm. And so if you're not feeling like odd about this, or you're feeling conflicted, or can I share the meme that says OJ can finally rest now that the real killer is dead? Just remember, he was a horrible person. And it ticked me off that the New York Times called him an athlete first. He was a wife beater first. Let's be clear. Known for playing football, and then known for murdering his wife and Ronald Goldman. Period. End of story.
And we'll get to O.J. Simpson in just a moment, but right now this is about you.
Yeah, okay, good. Because that ticked me off. Oh, do we have someone calling in?
Let's go to a mystery caller number one.
Oh, yes, please, mystery caller. Go ahead.
This mystery caller turned 55 years ago and loves every second of it and is so happy to be able to wish one of my best buddies, Dana, happy birthday from Tim Brunhart.
I knew it, Timmy! How are you? 55? I thought we were the same age.
No. You're much, much, much younger and much better looking than I am.
Tim, my fellow swim dad, let me ask you this. If you had to do a plank, how long could you do a plank at age 55?
I did it for 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Good. Because, Tim, his arms were shaking, his buttocks was quivering, and his face was as red as a beet, the cooked kind on a salad in a restaurant.
And Dana, I know that you're a big fan of Jeopardy, but this is the Daily Double. You have another person who is here with me.
Stop
that
it.
Wants to wish you a happy birthday, another mystery Daily Double.
Bring it on, Tim.
I bet I know who it is.
You are both young enough to be my children.
Oh, my word. Franco.
Frankie, baby.
Can you sing? Oh, here's a mouth full of pills. Hang on one second. Supplements. Here we go.
Supplements. Pills. Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you. Na, na, na. Happy birthday, dear Dana,
you old broad.
Happy birthday to you.
Well done. Well done, gentlemen.
I love you both so much.
We'll let you get back to that great topic you guys are talking about.
Oh, yeah. We'll get back to OJ in a minute and the Masters. But listen, you know how much I love you both. We always say we're going to do this, but we're now actually doing this. I go to Porta Chima tomorrow for a golf weekend with Michael. We're going to play for 4 days, Tim. When I come back, I want us to all get together and play golf.
Absolutely. You know what? We'll play. Me, you, and we'll get Frank out. We'll get Scott out. Scott, you know what?
No. I've seen him golf. We need a fourth that can keep up.
Wow.
All right. We'll find somebody. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
All right. Love you.
Thank you, Tim. Let's go to mystery caller number two. Hello, mystery caller number two.
Hello, Dana.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Excellent. Happy birthday to you, honey. Oh.
I think I know who this is, and I love you so much. And when I get back from my golf trip, I want you and I to go gambling.
Gambling? How's that? You're getting out of bed to gamble.
Is this right?
Mystery caller, identify yourself.
Excuse you guys, I'm going home.
I knew it was Brian Busby. What are you doing, handsome?
Not much. How are you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm good. You tell me. How's 50? You did it before I did.
And wearing it pretty well, sweetheart. Let me tell you.
Wearing it very well.
Excellent.
50's the new 40. That's what they keep telling me.
And that's the way to think about it. You know, you're only as young as you feel. And I know that you are active. And I know that you
are trying to stay active, which is a good thing. So I'd say you're at least 52.
Wow. I love you so much. Tell me it's not going to rain on my birthday, and then we'll let you go.
It's not going to rain on your birthday.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
There you go.
Brian, we love you, brother.
Do you have big plans?
I'm going out of town to play golf. And I did look at the forecast. I cheated. It's not going to rain. I'm thrilled.
Good for you. Enjoy then.
All right. You tell everybody back at the ranch we said hello. Love you. Love you.
I certainly will. Love you. And I'll see you guys when you get back.
All right. Be good. Be well, man. Talk to you soon. And lastly, we have mystery caller number 3.
Oh, my goodness. Hello,
hello mystery caller.
Hello.
Oh. Well, hello. And I'm so happy to hear from you guys because I know that tomorrow is the anniversary of the greatest day of your life.
Well, yeah. Actually, it's Saturday.
Saturday.
It's hard to believe it was 50 years ago Saturday that you came in to our lives on Miley Rylas's wrecking ball.
Yes, Miley Cyrus's wrecking ball.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
happy birthday.
Thank you. I think I was loud when I came in, and I scratched my face. You have to tell everybody that. I really did that.
I'll send a photo.
We had to put idiot mittens on you so you wouldn't keep doing
idiot
it.
Mittens.
Mom, you don't need to send me a photo of my own face. The scratch still exists. It's still there. Yeah. Ruined a perfectly,
we had nothing to do with,
ruined a
we
perfectly
had nothing
good
to do
career.
With that hair on your chin.
Yeah.
So
oh,
funny.
Lord.
All right, I love you.
Well, honey,
and I miss
you. I'm glad you're going to go play golf.
I know, I'm so excited.
Well, you have fun at the golf tournament. And next time you talk to Carrie, tell her I'm unhappy that she did not invite me to go along with her to the Masters.
I'm aware. I will pass that along.
Bye, honey. Love you.
Love you, love you.
Bye, guys.
That's Craig and Big Juicy right there.
I'm just glad they're okay, quite frankly, because the South got pounded yesterday. Did you
really?
See that?
No,
tornadoes
I didn't
and storms. And I actually texted my dad. I go, are you guys all right over there? I mean, they got some action last night.
He said, yeah, I just hit the jackpot on the penny slots. Right. What are you talking
about? I know. Thank you so much for that. That was so sweet.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's going to be a good week.
913-586-7798.
OJ's dead. Back after this.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, Sam. This one's gonna hurt.
What? What did I do?
I'm a dinosaur.
Really?
It's a great song.
Really?
Dana Wright turns 50 years old this weekend.
Oh, that is funny.
We have some more special guests coming up later on this afternoon.
Can't wait.
So let's get to the news story of the day.
We will sprinkle this news throughout the day because I think it is so important, and it's one of those like historic days where you and I get to look back at where we were, like what you were thinking, what we were doing. And then also, you know, since then, what does all of this stuff mean? We have reached out to multiple schools trying to find a sociologist who can better frame what was going on in America and specifically Los Angeles at the time. And until we get that person on the phone or in studio, I'm just going to take over that role because I know enough to be dangerous. Like, why did this happen? For our younger listeners, why was he acquitted when he was so clearly guilty? And why is no one shedding a tear today? And the answer to that question is because he was a wife beater and a double murderer.
O.J. Simpson died today at the age of 76.
Coming in on the left side, no block out by Mason as he went for the ball. And it's just all Olajuwon getting up in the air with room to operate as he takes this and just turns it over and down.
In this first half, we will set it to NBC News. Here's Tom Brokaw.
Thank you, Marv. We are looking once again at pictures of Al Cowling's car as it makes its way along a freeway in Los Angeles in the south central part of that area. And we are told by the California Highway Patrol that O.J. Simpson is in that car holding a gun to his head. He has been in touch with a police highway dispatcher saying he wants to be taken to his mother. He wants to see her. But we don't know what the resolution of all of this will be. There are 9 black and whites, most of them from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and at least 1 police helicopter following at this time. Al Collings, we're told, is driving. O.J. Simpson is in the back seat with a gun at his head. They fled earlier today when Simpson realized he was about to be arrested for the murder of his ex-wife and the young man who was with him at the time. So now this situation has taken an even more bizarre step as we watch on live television O.J. Simpson negotiating with a police dispatcher being followed down a closed freeway by 9 sheriff's deputies and most of the Los Angeles news media. Back to you, Marv.
Tom, it is incredible.
I don't know that they would have gone back to the game had they known that everyone in America is going to stop what they are doing to watch that slow speed chase that went on for and the better part of an hour.
I'll look it up to see how long it lasted, but it was at least an hour before he made his way back to his home in Brentwood. Sam, do we have the 911 call when OJ was on the phone with the sheriff's department?
We do.
Okay, can you play it?
Let me get to my house.
Okay, we're going to do that.
I swear to you, I'll give you what. I'll give you me. I'll give you my whole body.
Okay.
I just need to get to my house.
Okay. We're going to do that. Just throw the gun out the window.
I can't do that.
We're not going to bother you. We're going to let you go up there. Just throw it out the window, please. You're scaring everybody. OJ, you there?
This is for me. This is not to keep you guys away from me. This
I know
for
that.
Me.
Nobody's going to hurt
this
you.
This is for me.
Okay, it's for you. I know that, but do it
this
for you.
This is for me.
I know that, but do it for the kids, too, will you?
Yeah.
Think of your kids.
Yeah.
Please, just toss it out. You're scaring everybody, man.
I'm not going to hurt anybody.
I know you're not going to hurt anybody.
I need
but
it for me.
I know you're
gonna,
not, man.
I'm just going to go with me.
Please, you're scaring everybody, though. You're scared.
Just tell them I'm all sorry. You can tell them later on today and tomorrow that I was sorry and that I'm sorry that I did this to the police department.
Listen, I think you should tell them yourself.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to have to tell your kids that. Your kids need you.
I've already said goodbye to my kids.
Listen, no, we're not going to say goodbye to your kids. You're going to see them again. You want to see them again. Please, you're scaring us. You're scaring them. Please, man.
Hey, you've been a good guy, too, man.
Thanks,
I know you're doing your job. You
I appreciate
with me right
that.
From the beginning. Just saying you're doing your job.
Listen.
I know you do a good job.
Okay, thank you. But there's a lot of people that love you. Don't throw it all away. Don't throw it all away.
I can't take this.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I can't.
You got your whole family out here.
Well, except his wife, because she was almost beheaded.
That was 30 years ago. 30 years ago.
We come back. This is why I wanted to get a sociologist on. And I was talking to Chris about this today. It's all we can talk about. I'm sorry. Chris said to me, and this is true, that I do not understand what an enormous star he was because I didn't follow football back then. I mean, I knew who I watched the Chiefs if it was on at my parents' house or whatever.
Won the Heisman, okay. First running back to ever rush.
He said,
for
back
2000.
Then, you just don't understand what an enormous star he was.
Huge,
okay.
Huge.
And so I said to him, and I was trying to come up with an analogy that not like a Patrick Mahomes, but like, you know, name me somebody else. And he said, at that time, I don't know that I can. He was such a big personality. Everybody loved him, except ... You heard him say that the police department's been good to me. Do you know what he's referencing there? Every single time they showed up after he had beaten his wife.
He was a Hertz rental car spokesman.
Yes.
Remember the commercials where he's running through the airport with luggage in his hand? He was an actor. He was the first running back that ever ran for 2,000 yards in a season.
But how many people today, like the New York Times, call him an athlete, comma, infamous trial, accused murderer, whereas I look at it and adamantly say he has to be remembered for beating his wife. There are photographs that exist. There are multiple 911 calls.
No question.
He has to be remembered for murdering Ron Goldman. His family, by the way, Mr. Goldman's family today said basically OJ is a coward and leaves this world without justice or remorse.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So you have to remember, as we mark the death of O.J. Simpson today, you cannot discount how many people watched that slow chase. There were 263 million people in the United States
okay.
in 1994.
Okay.
Okay. 263 million. 95 million Americans watched that chase. So That's almost,
wow.
That's more than a third.
Yeah.
Roughly, a little bit less than half of Americans were watching that chase.
I want to just update you on a brief statement from the Goldman family today. There is nothing today, they write, and I'm assuming this is Ron's father, that is more important than the loss of my son and the loss of Nicole. The only thing we have to say is that today is a further reminder of how long we have missed my son, how long he's been gone. The only thing that is important today are the victims. And then they write, he died without penance. Mm. And I want to ask you about this. OJ died without penance. Why at the end of your life? He apparently was dying of prostate cancer, knew he was dying. Why not just say, I did it, I'm out?
He did. Remember the book he wrote,
If I did it?
I mean, he basically wrote
Why
a confession.
Why not just say, I did this, I'm looking for some sort of absolution, I'm at the end of my life,
right.
I know that I stole your son, he stole Nicole's family's loved one, his children's mother. Why not just say, I did it? Everyone knows he did it. Just say you did it.
He could have done that because he could not have been retried. You've got to remember.
Oh, I know.
He was acquitted, so he could not be retried.
People will say that the verdict was polarizing, and that is true. But I don't think guilt or innocence was polarizing. Even the jurors later in that documentary said, oh, we knew he did it. They didn't prove it. The case was horribly run. They didn't prove it.
Right.
One of the jurors say, you remember this. We knew he did it. But we, as a black community, had suffered years at the hands of the L.A. Police Department. Brutality.
Don't forget the L.A. riots.
The L.A. riots. The Rodney King. Mm-hmm. The Asian shop owner who just picked up a gun and shot and killed a young black girl right before the O.J. Simpson case. That woman, I believe, was acquitted or got like probation or something.
Right.
The black community was fed up. And one of the jurors basically said, this was our moment to balance those scales just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the state handed them that on a platter because the case was so poorly run.
Do you remember that? That trial went on for nine months.
Oh, I know. My mother never missed a day. Ever.
Dustin in Grain Valley. Dustin, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
First thing I want to tell Dana is April birthdays unite. Mine was yesterday, so happy birthday, Dana.
All right, and happy birthday to you. Go Aries.
That's right. I just wanted to say, I was born in 90. We talked about how you mentioned that he was such a polarizing figure and so popular. I'm going to be honest with you. Until I was well into my adulthood, I had no idea that he had a football career. 94, wow. I was 4 years old, so I wouldn't have even really known what was happening then. But then as I got older, pop culture references to the Bronco chase and all of these things, I knew what he had done. Now, my question is this. Today, if you look at modern era, I think of like Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce. Even if you don't follow NFL, I think the modern person knows who those people are. So I'm curious to how long of a divide was it from the people that knew him as a football player
to the people
that only knew him as the Bronco driver?
It's a great question, Dustin, and I think it has something to do with age and maybe gender. So I'm 49, you're 52.
Correct.
You would have known him for football. Me, not so much because I didn't follow
it. I knew him in passing as a football player.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I lived that trial. I was at KU when that verdict came. I literally was in the journalism school at KU in a break room when that verdict was read.
I was in the newsroom at KLWN.
With no understanding societally, with no understanding at age 20, the hurt and the pain and the buildup and the anger and the rage in the black community in Los Angeles, I had no idea. I thought the jurors were all idiots. I literally, my jaw hit the floor.
Mr. Simpson, would you please stand and face the jury? Mrs. Robertson.
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information. Superior Court of the State of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the State of California versus Orenthal James Simpson. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Ronald Lyle Goldman, a human being, as charged in count two of the information.
Now, if you listen in the background, you hear the family of Ron Goldman clearly weeping. As this verdict
is
read.
That's his sister.
His sister who is weeping into the arms of her father as that verdict was read.
I will never forget how stunned I was. Now, keep in mind, 20-year-old Dana did not understand how this could have happened. 30, 40, 50-year-old Dana, once you start watching the documentaries about what was going on in America at that time, and specifically, right, my God, with the beyond corrupt LAPD. Beyond corrupt.
Well, Furman.
Not just Furman, but the immigrant that was beaten and... Right? Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
And pretty sure one or several of those officers were acquitted, too. And so in one of the documentaries, they go through all of the hurt and the pain and the anger over what was going on with the police department and specifically people of color in that community.
Yep.
Then they go back and they talk to the jurors. And you start to see this is how they came to that decision. Was it the wrong decision legally? I mean,
sure.
I think, well, Scott, I think the minute he put that glove on and it didn't fit, the case was over. And by the way, he was told by his attorneys to stop taking his arthritis medication because if you stop taking your arthritis medication,
it makes your hands swell.
Your hands will swell.
That's right.
His defense team was brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And this was one of those times in history, I think you would agree, where you never forget where you were.
No way.
When it happened.
I know where I was for the chase. I know where I was standing when the verdict came out.
Yes. I mean, this was up there with like the Columbia disaster, the Challenger explosion. Where were you when Ronald Reagan was shot?
Do you also remember among I would say the more despicable things that his dream team defense attorney did, but I think if you're a defense attorney, you would say it was brilliant, is they allowed the jurors for some reason to go visit OJ's home.
Yep.
She was not slaughtered. Ron was not slaughtered at OJ's home. They were slaughtered at her condo.
Correct.
Because she had moved out. And you know, statistically, women, as they are leaving their abusers, are the most likely to be murdered during that time. So she's in a condo. They somehow allow the jurors after the murders to go into O.J. Simpson's mansion.
And tell everybody what they did at O.J.'s house.
When they go in, Sam, you're not going to believe this. The attorneys look around his house and everything is white. All of the photos are of him with white people.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
The tennis that he played, the golf that he played, everything was white.
Yep.
They took everything out of his house.
It was whitewashed.
Well, it was blackwashed.
And staged
it.
They brought in African art.
That's correct.
They brought in photos of him with other black leaders.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like right down to like, you know, like a photo of Nelson Mandela or something. It was so over the top.
They put up pictures of giraffes and lions.
Yes, and loving pictures of him with his children. And they completely redecorated that house. And when the prosecution team walked in, their jaws hit the floor.
Correct.
Because they knew what that house looked like, and it wasn't what the jurors were shown.
913-586.
Is that even legal? To this day, I'm like, you can't stage a murderer's house.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Just got a happy 50th birthday present dropped off here at the radio station for Dana. We'll be presenting that to her at 3:06.
Another one. You are getting showered with love today.
I'm afraid. Well, because when Dan brought it in, Scott started screaming laughing.
Oh, perfect.
I said, no. We wait till 3:06.
Is it better than a profane cake?
It is better than a profane cake.
Oh.
It's good. Adrian in KCK. Adrian, hello.
Hi, Adrian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I want to say happy birthday to Dana.
Thank you.
Sounds like we pretty much grew up about the same time. I'm about 3 weeks behind you, so I'll be turning 50 in a few weeks. But I was just going to say, I never thought OJ did it. I feel like whoever committed those murders, the way they were committed, would have had to been covered in blood. It was a bloodbath. Those people were decapitated. I think it would have took more than one person to pull that murder off, or two people on a front porch. And if OJ did it impulsively because he saw some guy coming over to see his wife or his ex-wife, then he would have been drenched in blood, climb into a white Bronco, drive home, take a shower, track across white carpet, covered in blood. I just don't see where the forensics wouldn't have caught it. I mean, if you take a shower and you try to wash that blood off, first thing that forensics team is going to do is pull your shower drain apart and look for blood traces.
But Adrian, so, I don't think, and I understand what you're saying. I really do. And I've heard this argument. First of all, you are looking at this through a 2024 lens with respect to forensics and DNA collection and all of those things that really we were at the very, very infancy of all of those things.
Very infancy of DNA.
Of just DNA when all of that happened.
Yep.
You cannot ignore the bloody shoe print from his size of the Bruno Mali, one of the most expensive, rare shoe types in the world. Only 1,000 pair of those shoes were manufactured.
Which, by the way, he was photographed wearing a Bruno
Mali
shoe.
Yes, he was.
Where?
I think at Arrowhead, wasn't he? At Arrowhead Stadium, he was wearing that Bruno Mali. Adrian, you cannot explain away that shoe. It was a rich man's shoe with a very large foot. Only 1,000 pair were made.
That is correct. 1,000 pairs.
And let alone at the size of his foot.
Mm-hmm. He wore a size 12.
Now, how long did he have to clean that up, to clean himself up?
A week.
It was a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how long it was before the chase happened.
It wasn't until, keep in mind, he was in, I believe, Chicago. I think it was Chicago. where he was calling a football game or getting ready to call a football game where he claimed that he cut his finger on a broken glass in the bathroom of his hotel. Remember that?
Yep.
And that's why he claimed he had the cut on his finger.
And I disagree that he could not have overpowered. Nicole was a very small woman in a surprise attack. He took one of them out immediately and first. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was Ron that he murdered first. And then he slaughtered her.
And you have to remember.
I hate to be graphic.
Okay.
He slaughtered her. If we would have to go back
she
and look
nearly decapitated.
At the number of stab wounds, there is a specific murderous rage that goes along with a domestic violence related homicide like that. This is what that was. This was right. Just, this wasn't someone robbing them. This wasn't someone who casually maybe knew one of them. This was rage. And we know he had that rage.
And there was blood in the Bronco.
Oh, yeah, there was drops.
Correct. There was blood on the gloves that didn't fit. So you have to acquit.
Gloves didn't fit because he wasn't taking his.
The description is graphic. She was found in the fetal position in a pool of blood with 7 stab wounds in the neck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I believe she was nearly decapitated.
That is correct.
14 centimeter long or 5.5 inch gash across her throat.
Graham in Pleasant Hill. Graham, good afternoon. Hello.
How you guys doing? Happy birthday, Miss Dana.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys were talking about where you were at that time. We were actually on a family vacation on the same highway. We went down. My dad had some meetings, and me and my mom, my brother, and my grandma decided to go beach hopping that day. And that's back in the day where you had the good old maps you had to read. And my mom, bless her, she hates maps and can't read them. So my grandma was a map reader, and we literally finished our beach hopping 45 minutes before he was on that highway when we were on it and got home, because if they shut all the highways down,
right,
it would have been a nightmare with my mom trying to, my grandma trying to read the map, my mom trying to drive, not knowing where to go. And I always remember we got back to the hotel and we didn't know what was going on. And we got back to the hotel and you should have seen, it was like the whole hotel was gathered around 2 of the bar TVs
just to
watching it unfold. And we sat there for, you know, I don't remember, an hour or two, just watching everything go down. So it was, we were literally right there. It was just, you know, wild. I was 11 years old, I think. That was,
yep.
I'm 42 now, so, and still remember it to this day.
Mm-hmm. So the other two things that we'll bring up, and we're going to play some of this for you throughout the program. Saturday Night Live sort of picked up the torch of he's guilty, and we're going to call this what it is. There is the famous Tim Meadows sketch down on a football field where he is telestrating the X's and O's of the football game with, quote, Marv Albert, and mm-hmm. writes, I did it over the...
Well, then there's a Norm Macdonald skit.
Oh, no. This was not one skit. Norm Macdonald became the voice during Weekend Update
yes.
of OJ did this constantly. And if you'd have to look this up, to the consternation, I think, of the executives at NBC. And he said, I'm not going to stop telling the jokes, because he did it.
Quick break. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming up in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.